chance now to hear from St. Mary's boys basketball player Jake Heitman. Jake, yesterday you probably heard or saw the weather outlook. We're talking a few inches of snow, so how surprised are you that you're here tonight and that you did end up having school today?
I'm honestly not too surprised, just because on Friday it's supposed to be the same outlook. And
yeah, the forecasters have been off a little bit lately, and that continues. And, well, that's good, because you got so much homecoming fun to enjoy this week. What all have you done so far? What have been some of the highlights for the student body?
Let's see. Today we had our class competitions, and we played volleyball and dodgeball. And then our senior class, we took first place in both of those. And then we
As it should be.
And then we also had locker decorations and door decorations, which we took first place in lockers, and then we got second place in the doors. So
all right. So seniors on a pretty good roll so far. So anything? What dress up days going forward are you most looking forward to?
I'm thinking Hero versus Villain. I think that's tomorrow or Thursday.
All right. So what's your costume for that going to be?
Probably gonna go with Superman.
All right. Not a bad choice there. And so take us inside facing GTRA in the rematch. It's going to be a little different, as they're going to be a little shorthanded without two of their best players. So that'll make a difference. I hear defense and rebounding, they've been big keys. How did practice go yesterday from your point of view?
Yesterday we worked on mostly defense, and I think it's coming together. We just got to communicate more, hit the box outs, and then crash the boards more. And then I think we'll be in good shape after that.
Well, what about your individual game this season? What facets have you been most happy with?
I think I've been happy with my scoring and then off-ball offense as well. It's improved a lot since last year.
Okay, and Jake, not only basketball, but I know you keep busy with other sports, football, baseball, track and field. Did I cover them all? Miss anything?
I think you got it all. Got
any other extracurriculars you partake in?
Did speech, was in the play, and then I'm doing a mentorship program here at school.
So you were in the Wizard of Oz too?
Yeah, I was just on crew though.
So. Okay. Well, yeah. Hey, takes a whole team to make it happen. Yep. So kudos to the behind the scenes personnel. They deserve credit too. And so what class here in the second semester, is there a favorite subject you enjoy learning about? Or if you can't answer that, do you have is there one that's most challenging for you?
Oh, I think, well, right now I'm taking my coaching classes online, so those have been pretty tough. But just so I can get my coaching endorsements done and then get my ed license and stuff after this year.
Coaching into it. So you have a desire to do that then? Sports in particular you're wanting to coach, or whatever may come about?
I'm thinking more baseball or track. So
Well, speaking of track, you have signed on to do a track at Morningside College. What got you interested? What appealed to you most about Morningside?
I think the friendliness and family atmosphere that the coaches gave and the team and all that stuff.
Okay. And you're going to be doing track there, as mentioned. What events do you, refresh my memory, what events have you participated in high school and track and field?
Primarily 400-meter hurdles and then high jump and long jump.
All righty. And so do you know what you want to study in college right now?
Yeah, I'm thinking exercise science and then maybe just marketing as well.
Very good. Jake Heitman, thanks a lot. Yep. Have a good one tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Look forward to seeing you. Jake Heitman.